Ladies and gentlemen, life with the lion.
Once again, we'd like you to meet the lion family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Baby Always Lyon.
And here they are in No Rest for Ben.
Up 10 minutes ago.
Why, what happened?
Nothing, except that I'm up and dressed and you're still in bed.
Well, I'm going to stay in bed. I don't feel very well. I think I have a cold coming on.
Oh, you're just imagining things.
I am not. You just don't care.
Oh, you'll feel much better when you get out of bed, honey. I'll light the gas fire and warm your slippers.
No, you won't get anywhere by coaxing me.
Oh, please, dear. I'll prepare a special breakfast for you and I'll cook it myself.
You won't get anywhere by threatening me either.
I can't understand what you're making such a fuss about. You look perfectly healthy to me.
How can you say that when I'm practically dying? I ache all over. Even my little tummy aches.
But you haven't had breakfast yet. How can you have a tummy ache when your tummy is empty?
You get headaches, don't you?
That's a very nasty thing to say. Now, are you going to stop foxing and get up?
No.
Then I'll pull the bedclothes right off of you. There.
Baby, I'm freezing. For goodness sakes, put those bedclothes back.
Now stop throwing yourself around in a temper. You're kicking the lace off the bottom of your nightshirt.
Ma, what time are we having breakfast?
As soon as I can get your father up. Come and help me.
Pop, why are you all huddled up on the bed?
I'm ill, and your mother doesn't care. The cold air will finish me off and... Oh, my legs all double up. I've got a cramp in my leg.
Oh, no, you haven't. Your big toe is caught on the hem of your nightshirt.
Now, stop making things up. I tell you, I've got a cramp.
Well, then, try to stand up. Here, Richard and I'll help you out of bed.
Sure. Come on, Pop. Alley-oop.
Oh, I'm probably too weak to stand. Yeah, I'll sit on this leather chair first.
What's the matter?
The leather's cold.
Oh, come on. Stand up slowly by yourself. Easy does it.
That's right.
Well, he's on his feet now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mother, Aggie said if you don't come down to breakfast, she'll... Why have you got a tent in your room?
That's Pop in his nightshirt.
Achoo! Oh, darn it. Now I'll probably get a really bad cold.
Oh, dear, I'll get you some cough mixture right away.
Well, I'm sorry I burst in on you, Daddy. I thought you got up a long time ago.
Well, I didn't. I'm a sick man, and I'm getting back into bed right now.
Oh, I'm sorry I doubted you, darling. Here's the cough mixture. I poured it out for you.
Oh, thanks.
Daddy!
Oh, my throat's burning. What is that stuff? What does it say on the bottle?
Apply to furniture with a soft rag.
Oh, goodness. Mother, do you realize what you've done? You've given Daddy furniture polish.
Well, at least you'll never be troubled with Death Watch, Beetle.
A fine thing. It's a good job I only took a tiny sip of it.
Yeah. If you'd swallowed a lot, it would have polished you off.
A lot of sympathy I get from this family.
Oh, Ben, you're such a wonderful husband. If anything ever happened to you, I'd go crazy.
That's what I like about you, honey. No matter what happens, you never change.
Wake up, dear. Wake up.
Baby, I was asleep.
Well, I'm sorry, but I must find out what you want for breakfast.
Oh, I'm much too sick to eat. Don't worry about my breakfast. Just you go ahead and have yours without me.
We have.
Oh, fine, unsympathetic family you are.
Oh, stop getting so upset.
Oh, well, now that you've ruined my sleep, I might just as well have something to eat. All I've had so far this morning is just that mug of coffee you left for me on the bedside table.
Mug of coffee? Ben, you swallowed my hair-setting lotion.
I thought your coffee was improving.
open your mouth. I want to see which one of your tonsils has the home perm.
I'll go and ask Aggie to warm up your breakfast. Come on, kids. I won't be satisfied until I see your father resting in peace.
I don't like the way you said that.
Oh, we want to stay, Mother. We won't make any noise.
No, and we'll be so quiet he won't even know we're here.
All right.
Achoo!
Oh, you have got a nasty cold. I'll close the window.
Don't close the window, Barbara. Pop's got a cold. He needs air.
That's an exploded theory. The window should be shut.
The window should be open.
Shut!
Open!
Shut!
Open!
Stop that! What do you think you're playing?
Drafts.
Well, leave that window alone. If you don't stop opening and shutting it, I'll get pneumonia. Richard, why aren't you in school today?
It's Saturday.
Oh, I would pick a Saturday to stay in bed. I'm getting worse. I'm getting worse.
Oh, poor Daddy. I told you the window should be shut, Richard.
Open!
Will you stop that? Now, Richard, go on and play with your chemistry set. Mix yourself some gunpowder or arsenic.
Okay, I can take a hint. Come on, Barbara.
Oh, I'll be with you in a minute. I just want to shut the window.
Barbara, leave that window alone. Why do people have children?
Well, it's like this, Pop. In the spring, the father bird lays the eggs for the mother bird to sit on. And then the bees come along and sprinkle the eggs with pollen until they hatch out. Now, if you want the eggs to hatch out quicker, you have to put them under an incubator.
Thank you, Richard Lyon.
I guess I'm a little advanced for my age.
Yes, son, you have a great brain. It's too bad it hasn't reached your head yet. Now run along, both of you, run along.
All right, we're going. See you later, Daddy.
Oh, what's happened to Aggie? Where's my breakfast? Oh, this is a fine way to treat a sick man.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, here's your breakfast.
Oh, well, thank heavens for that. Just put the tray down beside my bed.
Here you are, then. No, I'll just open the window for you a wee bit.
Aggie, come away from that window.
Well, you don't get to shout.
I'm sorry, but my nerves are on edge. I've got a bad cold.
Come along now and have your nice breakfast.
Well, what did you bring me? Bacon and eggs?
No.
And kidneys on toast?
No.
Well, come on, come on. What did you bring me?
A nice mug of hot gruel.
Aggie, how could you do this to me? Here I am, miserable and cold and starving, dying for a bite to eat. What do you offer me? Gruel.
No. Don't carry on so much. I have to be gruel to be kind. Oh. Here now, eat it.
I don't want it.
Oh, come on now, eat it up. Mrs. Lyon will be along in a wee while with your lunch. Lunch, dear. You'll love it.
Oh, good. I'm starving. What is it?
A cup of cabbage water.
Take it away. Take it away. If there's anything I hate, it's boiled cabbage water.
Oh, are you supposed to boil the cabbage?
Of course. How else would you get cabbage water?
Oh, well, I put this one through a mangle.
How can you treat me like this? I think I'll try to get some sleep into my poor, weak body.
No, no, dear. You mustn't go to sleep feeling depressed. You need cheering up.
I'd rather be miserable.
No, no. I'm going to tell you a funny story about pigs that I heard at the butcher's this morning.
Look, baby.
You see, I was just wondering how to cheer you up. So when the butcher told me the story about pigs, I thought about you.
Thanks, but I don't want to hear any story about pigs.
Oh, well, then I'll tell you a story about people. This one will kill you.
Baby, stop that noise. My head is splitting. Every little noise makes it ring.
Well, I'll tell you the story in between chimes.
All right, but make it very quiet.
I will. It seems there were two fellows, and they met on the street. And he said, we haven't got any.
That's the funniest story I never heard.
Barbara, your father has a headache. You'll have to whisper.
All right. Daddy, Richard tried to stop me from asking you to buy me a new dress.
Does my little girl want me to buy her a new dress?
Yes. What do you say?
No.
Daddy!
That's telling her, Pop. Come on, Barbara.
Now, then, you just settle down and relax while I tell you a lot more funny stories.
Baby, do me a favor. Go to the bedside cabinet and get out 3 sleeping pills.
Three? But, Ben, 3 of those pills would make a person unconscious for about 18 hours.
I know. Do me a favor and take them.
That's a fine thing to say.
Bebe, get me the thermometer.
You mean the one that's hanging in the hall?
No. That happens to be a barometer.
Oh, is that what you call it? Well, it isn't a bit of good.
What makes you say that?
Well, 3 days ago, I turned the little pointer around to warm and sunny, and we've had nothing but rain ever since.
Look, will you please get me the thermometer? It's over there inside the medicine cupboard.
All right, I'll find it.
Oh, I hope that medicine cupboard isn't still filled with all those cosmetic bottles of yours.
It isn't now.
Too bad the vanishing cream didn't fall on you.
Oh, I found the thermometer, dear.
Good, bring it here.
All right, open your mouth. Which end do you light?
You don't light it. You rinse it under the tap and put it in my mouth.
Oh, all right. Now then, open your mouth. Open wide. Close. That's the idea. Now, don't you think if we're going to the Hemingways for lunch next Sunday, I ought to buy a new hat? Oh, I knew you'd agree with me.
Phoebe, here, take this thermometer and read it.
Oh, my goodness. It says 108.
108?
Yes. I'm going to ring up the doctor.
Don't bother with the doctor. Ring up the fire station.
Oh, dear. Maybe I better rinse it in boiling water again.
Yes, but... Phoebe! Just go away and leave me alone. I want to get some rest.
All right, dear. I'll sit here and see that no one comes in to disturb you, and I'll be very quiet.
Oh, that's my girl.
Sleep tight.
I will. Now for a nice, restful sleep.
Oh. Hello, Pop. Feeling better?
Oh. What are you carrying, dear?
My portable radio. I brought it in to keep Pop company.
Well, now, wasn't that sweet of him, Ben?
Yes, just darling.
You should be very proud of your son. He built that radio cabinet out of his own head.
Yeah. And it's all wood, too.
Well, that makes 2 of you.
I'll just switch it on.
That's horrible. Switch it on.
I thought it would cheer you up.
Thanks. Now listen, both of you. I don't want to be entertained. I don't want to talk to anyone. I just want to sleep. That's all. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
All right, dear. Hi, Daddy. I just got a thrilling book out of the library for you, and I'm going to read it to you.
Some other time, Barbara, darling. Right now, all I want to do is to get some rest.
Oh, let her read it to you. After all, the poor child went all the way to the library to get it.
Oh, you'll love this story, Daddy. It's very peaceful.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, fine. It's called Mr. Jones' Last Journey.
Oh.
Chapter 1. Little did Mr. Jones know when he got a slight cold that it would develop into something from which he would never recover.
Oh!
And so the dying man laid his wasted frame on the pillows.
Richard, take those pillows away from my head.
Okay, Pop.
And Barbara, stop reading that morbid story.
Oh, it's nearly finished. A racking cough came from the lips of the poor old man.
Barbara, please.
And calling his daughter's name, he passed away beyond human ken.
How did Ken get in there?
Oh. What's the matter, Daddy?
I feel just like the man in that story. Do you think we ought to call the doctor again?
But you're not like the man in the story. After all, he was a very old man, and you're a... Well, that is, he didn't have much blood. You got a... Well, he was pretty much of a wreck, and you're... I'll go call the doctor.
Richard, you stay right here.
Well, Mr. Lyon, I've brought some more gruel.
I don't want it, Aggie. I'm worried. Do I look as if I'm very ill?
Oh, you've nothing to worry about.
No?
No. Are you a man with a bad cold like yours that he just kept saying to himself, I'm not worried. I'm gay. I'm cheerful.
What happened?
He died happy. Cheer up, Daddy. I'm going to read you another story.
Barbara, you'll find some money in my trouser pocket. Go out and buy that dress you wanted.
Oh, you're the kindest father that ever wanted to live.
Come on in, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, Mr. Hill. How do you feel?
Oh, terrible, Wimple. But Beebe called the doctor and he said it wasn't serious.
The doctor? Oh, dear. What's he know about it? When I heard Mr. Hill was ill, I brought along this medical encyclopedia of mine. If you'll tell me your symptoms, I'll tell you exactly what's wrong with you.
Well, I have quite a pallor. I'm cold and I'm stiff.
I'll look in the book, see what it says. Ah, here it is. Pallor, cold, stiff. It's blimey.
What's the matter?
You've been dead for 2 days.
Serious, Pop. Lots of people get cold and stiff in the joints.
Of course. The trouble with your father is he lets himself get depressed.
Depression, eh? Mm. Wait a minute. Let's see what the book says about that. Ah, this is it. Apathy and general feeling of depression. Treatment. First, try to raise the patient's morale by looking on the funny side of life. This can be done by asking the patient to please turn over.
That's in brackets. Turn the page over.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Now, here we are. The symptoms previously described can only mean one thing. The patient is about to become a mother.
Mr. Wimple, you turned over 2 pages at once. Let me see that book.
Here you are.
Thanks. Say, Pop, here's an illness with all your symptoms.
What is it? What is it?
Well, I don't know. It's a Latin name. But it says that this serious complaint can be recognized by a violent pain in the right side.
What? Oh, this is terrible. I've got a violent pain in my right side.
How long have you had it?
It's just starting.
Oh. Honestly, someone reads out a lot of symptoms and you imagine that you have all of them. Isn't that silly, Mr. Wimple?
Yes. Mr. L?
Yes?
Move over. I got a shocking pain in my side.
Now, stop being silly. I've got a wonderful plan to cheer Ben up.
Now, what's that?
Well, he needs more company. Why don't you bring your wife and 13 children over to see him?
Baby, that's a grand idea. I'll go home and get him right away.
Fine.
Wilhelmina, children, anybody at home?
We're all here in the living room, Dad. We've just finished having tea.
Oh, what are they playing at in there? Well, tell him to put your mother down.
Come in, Dan. Have a cup of tea.
Okie doke. Wilhelmina, why don't you get up from the tea table and keep the children quiet?
Mum hasn't spoken to anyone since we finished tea.
Wilhelmina, let me see your plate. Ah, I thought so. Now, listen, you kids. Who put cement in your mother's custard?
I know who did it. It was Charlie.
Is that true, Charlie?
Yes, Dad.
So due to your despicable trick, your mother's jaws are stuck together, and she won't be able now to speak for days. Here's half a crown.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, I was only joking, Wilhelmina. I'll get your jaws open. Now, here, drink this hot tea. Go on, drink it. Ah, there. Your jaw's opening.
Oh, thank goodness. Now you children go and get cleaned up. I'll deal with you later, Charlie.
Yes, and comb your hair, too. We're all going over to see Mr. L.
I don't want to wash my face.
Now, you be a good boy and do as you're told, or Father Christmas won't bring you any Christmas presents.
All right, Mum.
There you go. Go on. You go on belittling me in front of the children.
What do you mean?
Well, you always tell them that Father Christmas brings the presents, the grocer brings the food, and the store brings the babies. Now they're beginning to wonder what I'm hanging around for.
That's right. Complain. You're always complaining.
No.
You don't love me. You just married me for my money.
Well, I've certainly earned it.
Oh, how could you be so cruel?
All right. Now, don't cry. I'm sorry.
Are you really?
Yes. I'm a brute.
No, you're not. You're just masterful, and I'm glad. As long as you're with me, I shall never be afraid of anything.
And as long as I've got you to protect, I shall always be a brave man.
You darling, kiss me.
I'm not that brave.
What did you say?
I said, oh, nothing, dear.
Then hurry up and kiss me. Kiss me as you've never kissed me before.
All right. I'll kiss you with my eyes open.
You would have to spoil it.
And I don't start all over again, Wilhelmina. Let's get ready or we'll never get over to Mr. L.
Oh, you're looking much better, dear.
Well, how can you say that when this cold is getting much worse every minute? This may turn out to be fatal.
Oh, I hope not. Those fatal illnesses take so long to get over. Come in.
Oh, it's only me, Mrs. L. Richard told me to come straight up.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here, Mrs. Wimple. Look at my poor husband, flat on his back. What do you think's wrong with him?
I don't know. But if he were my husband, I'd smell his breath.
Where is Mr. Wimple?
He's downstairs, taking off the children's coats.
Good. I'll go down and help him. You stay with poor Ben.
Please, I don't want music. Richard!
Want me, Pop?
Yes, I don't want any music.
Okay, I'll go down and work on my chemistry set.
Don't try and split the atom, Richard.
Oh, I don't know how it works.
What ignorance. Don't you know what happens when an atom and a neutron get together?
No, I don't even know about bolts.
Go on downstairs, son.
Okay.
Quiet, that's all I ask for. Just quiet.
Lift right. Lift right. Out of the tackle.
Yes, Dad.
Children all present and correct to keep the company, Mr. L.
Fine.
Now, Tidekins, just be quiet and sit on Mr. L's bed. Go on, all 13 of you.
I told you to be careful. Now you've broken my tea tray.
We're sorry we broke your bed, Mr. L.
Oh, that's all right. It's my tea tray I'm worrying about. I've always wanted a bed with no legs.
A bed with no legs?
Stop it. Oh, my poor head. Phoebe, what's happened? Richard, open the windows.
I don't have to. Half of them blew out.
I can't stand any more of this.
What you need is proper care and attention. Horace, take the children outside.
No, I don't want to.
By the time I finished with you, Mr. L., you'll be a new man.
Well, I hope the new man will be happier than the old one. Why can't they leave me alone? Come in.
Ah, there you are. Oh, you poor boy. Lying there helplessly alone.
Now, look, Mrs. Wimple.
I've just taken the children home, and now I'm going to get down to the job of curing your cold.
Well, it's very kind of you, but all I really need is just a few hours' sleep.
Nonsense. Come on now. Let's get out of bed.
Get out of bed?
Yes. What you need is 5 minutes with your feet in hot water.
No, don't touch my feet. I'm ticklish.
Come on now. I poured some into this basin on the floor. Upsy daisy. This will make you feel happy.
Oh, Mrs. Wimple, a rubber duck.
That hot water will improve your circulation. You don't want to get some horrid germ.
You and me.
Too late, it's here.
I'll just slip out and get some mustard.
Oh, honey, here's Flory to see you.
Flory, that's all I need.
Babe, darling, thank you. I've often been told I'm a welcome visitor to any sick room.
That's because after seeing you, the thought of dying isn't nearly so painful. Now, leave me alone, please.
Oh, isn't he brave? He wants to fight it alone, like a mother lion in the jungle having her cubs. Oh, Ben, what are you doing in that boiling water, dear? You look as red as a lobster.
Well, it's the first time I've ever seen a lobster with its own pot. Wainwright, oh, pardon me. I just brought this tin of mustard for Mr. Ale's bath. It'll dry up his cold in no time.
You'll pardon me, Mrs. Wimple, but mustard is an old-fashioned remedy. The thing to get rid of a chill nowadays is an ice-cold bath.
Oh, no.
Why, Flory, I didn't know you knew anything about medicine.
Oh, surely I must have told you, darling. I was a hospital nurse during the war.
Yeah, she went under the name of Flory Nightingale. Will someone take away this bowl of tepid water, please?
I took care of my Aunt Ada when she was desperately ill.
You did?
Yes. It may interest you to know, Mrs. Wainwright, before I met Horace, I was a nurse, too.
Would someone take away this bowl of cold water, please?
If I hadn't married Horace, I might have wound up a hospital matron.
Well, I don't think it's very nice to wind up a hospital matron.
Will someone take away this bowl of freezing water? While you're all arguing how to cure me, you'll very likely end up killing me.
Well, really, dear, you don't have to shout at everybody like that. They're only trying to cure you.
Oh, yeah? They couldn't cure a soused herring.
Is that so? I cured my husband many a time.
Phoebe, go out and get some ice cubes.
All right, dear.
Ice cubes?
Yes. I know what I'm doing. When I was serving out in Africa, I once drove influenza from an entire native tribe.
What happened to their regular witch doctor?
Heat is what he wants. I'm going to stick on this mustard plaster.
No, stop it, both of you.
Oh, Mr. Lion, I've brought you some more gruel.
I don't want any gruel.
Hold still.
Ooh.
There. The plaster's on nice and snug. The mustard plaster won't do him a bit of good. I'm going to tear it off.
Ooh. Oh, hi, Daddy. I just brought my new dress in to show you.
Go away.
Pop, I brought the animals in to see you.
Here's the ice cubes,
Flory. Well, put them on his chest.
No, keep away from me. You're all driving me crazy. Crazy, I tell you. Give me my clothes. My clothes.
Ben, what's come over you? You're sick. Where are you going?
I'm going to the office to get some peace and quiet. I'm fed up. Up, up, up. Up, 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 up.
Well, there's gratitude for you.
That was Life with a Lion, with Bebe Daniels and Ben Lyon, with our children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Horace Percival, Doris Rogers, Hugh Morton, Molly Weir, and Gwen Lewis. The script was by Bebe Daniels, Bob Locke, and Ronnie Hambry. The BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Paul Fennelly, and the production was by Tom Ronald.